USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it will be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters the administration intends to question Israeli officials about these allegations. The Biden administration is defending its veto of a U.N. resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire, expressing concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Instead, the administration advocates for temporary pauses in fighting to facilitate hostage release and humanitarian aid into Gaza. The veto issued during a recent emergency U.N. Security Council meeting has drawn criticism from global leaders and human rights groups. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. Tuesday. Lance Pry has more.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to promptly determine whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution regarding alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Smith emphasized the imperative public importance of resolving this issue swiftly to ensure the prompt advancement of Trump's federal election interference case scheduled for March. And increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during this holiday season. AAA forecasts more than 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Supreme Court is dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. This follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandate in January due to congressional action. The High Court rejected three cases overturning appeals court decisions that favored the challenges. At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the New York Jets, is expected to receive medical clearance to play by Christmas Eve. That's according to TMZ. This clearance suggests that Rodgers will likely participate in the Week 16 game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. That's where the Jets are set to host the Washington Commanders. In a special live event on Netflix next year, two prominent tennis stars, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz, will face off in the Netflix Slam on March 3rd. It'll take place at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas. The one-night exhibition will showcase additional players and matchups, with details to be announced by Netflix at a later date. Tickets will be available starting Friday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.